Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The farmer's market continues in Hamilton County on Wednesdays from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Down by Subway on the corner. Every week, people come out and can get tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, green beans, new potatoes, peppers, onions, blackberries, lettuce, okra, cabbage, had a little bit of everything. There's also always baked goods with several stands, and the 4-H has lots of canned goods. The canned goods come from whatever doesn't sell each week at the farmer's market. On Thursdays, 4-H holds a cooking class where we have about 20 kids that come and learn how to do all of the canning and preserving. So it's a great way to get some home canned goods and help support the 4-H kids in Hamilton County. The Ageless Iron Tractor Show was held July 6th at the fairgrounds. There was a great turnout with several tractors, and it's great to walk around and see the old-timers with their tractors. There was a tractor pull and a tractor drive. The 4-H had the food stand that day, and we appreciate everybody that came out and supported 4-H and the food stand. Kiwanis Kids Free Swim Pool Party will be July 12th from 6 p.m. until 9:45 p.m. You can join them at the McLeansboro City Pool, and once again, this is free to anybody who wants to come to the Kiwanis Kids Swim Party. Plans are underway for the McLeansboro Fall Festival, which will be held September 5th through the 7th of this year. There will be free entry, as always. Rides start at 6 p.m. each day. On Thursday, September 5th, at 7 p.m., the 10-Mile Praise Band and Perry Case Band will entertain. On Friday, September 6th, at 6 p.m., will be the Little Miss Fall Festival. At 7 p.m., it will be Girls Next Door and John Barry. On Saturday, September 7th, at 1 o'clock, the rides open and a pet parade. At 6 p.m. will be the parade, and at 7 p.m. will be Twisted Road, followed by Sammy Kershaw. This should be a great lineup of entertainment again this year, so make plans to attend. There will also be a cultural arts show during the McLeansboro Fall Festival put on by Hamilton County Home and Community Education. The cultural arts show will offer lots of opportunities for quilting, painting, sewing, crafting. If you are good at any of these and you would like to enter some objects in the show, contact the Extension office at 643-3416. Items do need to be made within the last year. But the cultural arts show will be open for viewing from 6:30 until 8:30 on Thursday and Friday evening. And then items will be picked up on Saturday morning. If you'd like to enter, please feel free to do so. Music in the Park continues, sponsored by the Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce. They had a great turnout for the July 5th celebration at Dahlgren. The next time there will be music in the park will be July 12th, and it will be Megan Barrow at the park here in McLeansboro on the corner by Foxy's. Come out and listen to some great music. Once again, no charge to attend. The Hamilton County Rotary will sponsor a golf outing on July 19th at the McLeansboro Golf Club. It is $300 per team to enter or $75 per person. There will be a 50-50 raffle as well as raffles for St. Louis Cardinals tickets. Fee includes 18 holes of golf, a cart, lunch, and prizes. There will be prizes, cash prizes for the longest putt, the longest drive, and closest to the pin. There will be a skins game, which is $20 per team, and mulligans and string are available for purchase. Their preferred tee time is either 8 a.m. or 1 p.m. There will be two rounds. If you would like to contact and be in this, contact Leah Bowling at 618-383-6360, or you can contact the People's National Bank. This is a great time, a great day, and everyone that attends usually has a good time. We're excited to share a showing opportunity for 4-H'ers in the lower 49 counties this year, the Regional Showcase, in partnership with the DuQuoin State Fair. While this is additional showing opportunity, it will not be paid premiums. There will be awards, rosettes for general projects, and banners for livestock, and this is all sponsored by a local donor. Registration for the event will open March 1st, and it will close August 1st. The kids have the opportunity to come and showcase their projects at the DuQuoin State Fair. The general projects will come in on August 17th and stay through the duration of the fair. The livestock projects will come in on Friday, will be the goat and sheep show, as well as the swine weigh-in. Parking is free on this night. Saturday will be the beef, dairy, and swine shows, and it is $10 parking that day. The only thing 4-H'ers will pay is a $5 stalling fee per animal. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.